Good luck. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chilmechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. And of course, learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friends, Talia and Effie Gluckin family, in memory of Effie's mom, whose Yortzeit is going to be upcoming this week. Aleha Shalom. It is our sincere hope that the Divrei Torah that we study together will serve as a zechus for Aliyas Neshama, for all of them. My dear friends, we begin a brand new Sefer today. We're going to be beginning Sefer Tehillim. Many of us have been reciting Tehillim for all sorts of tzaros that come across Am Yisrael, for all sorts of perspectives. It's fascinating. Rav Gifter, in his introduction to the Sefer Tehillim, points out, based on the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim, Perikim, Halach above, that Lev Melech hu Lev Kol Kal Yisrael, that he says the heart of the king is the heart of the Jewish people. He doesn't rule. He's not a Moshel. He's an agent of Hashem. And therefore, the source of his thoughts, of his feelings, of his emotions, are also the means of the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions that are there for the people. And so when David HaMelech compiled Sefer Tehillim, and there were 10 authors, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and in Psachim identified 10 authors to the work of Tehillim. But when David HaMelech comes together and puts it together, he really tries to give us a perspective for us to be able to understand and appreciate how we should interact with Hashem at all different points of time. Sometimes we're in the lows, we're in the doldrums, and we don't know where to turn, and min ha-meitzar karasika. Other times, we're so excited. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol ha-amem ki gavar leinu chazdo. We're in our hearts, and we call out to everybody to join us in offering praise to Hashem. And sometimes we follow a certain system and means of being able to take a perspective on ourselves and what we are supposed to do ourselves. And so here in the very first Mizmor of Tehillim, which we're not only going to say, we're going to learn so that it makes an impact on us, David HaMelech turns around and begins with the understanding of the concept of Ish. The Gemara tells us that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every single man three l'kol tzadik v'tzadik, every tzadik, shai olamos, 310 worlds. And of course, Ish is 311. There's one step above being just a tzaddik v'tzaddik. There's one extra level. There is the level and the interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashriya ish asher lo halach batzas rishayim. The praiseworthiness of a person, of Ashrei, that such a person doesn't follow the path of the wicked. Svarno and the Malbim say the Ashrei is an adjective. It's praiseworthy is the man, but the Radak and the Meiri say the Ashrei is an understanding that only a person who is already praised, whose good deeds are constant and consistent, only such a person has a certain sense of praise. His Osher, and the Malbim says, Ashrei comes to the word Osher versus Hatzlacha versus to achievement in the material and worldly realm. The first thing that comes in context is the person who doesn't follow the path of Rishayim. And Ibn Ezra says, HaRishayim kiyam nigrash ki asheket lo yuchal. Yishayahu says the wicked are like the trouble-tossed sea, which can't be still. And so we have to understand, he doesn't follow the advice. Rav Dessler tells us, you shouldn't seek the advice of the wicked, even in worldly matters. They're completely divorced from ritual, but it's impossible for a wicked person not to inject his venom into any discussion. And so therefore, Chazal tell us, just being mistakel, just looking in the face of an Adam Rasha, is a dangerous thing. The opposite, therefore, one who doesn't look there, is going to be positive. Ubederach HaTaim LoAmad. He doesn't follow in the path of the sinful. That is to say, he sees Hashem, he takes directives with proper reverence and awe, and he takes the precautions to prevent mistakes. U'b'moshav leitzim lo yashav. He doesn't sit in the session of the scorners. Mitzudas Sion says the word leitz and melitza, a polished phrase. If you ridicule other people, you take pains to make the verbal attack acceptable to the audience by couching the words of ridicule in polished phrases. In such a situation, you stay out of that. Yeah, and you don't get swayed by the magic words. And that's what Rashi says here. Mitoch shalom halach lo amad, mitoch shalom amad lo yashab, because he didn't walk in the path. He didn't pause to listen on the path. And because he didn't pause on the, he didn't wind up sitting there. Ki misoras Hashem chefzo. He gets involved in the Torah of Hashem, ubisora so yage yomam balayla, and he serves Hashem's Torah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah sees a flow of ideas. And so it quotes Rav Shimon ben Pazi, who says, what do you mean, Ashriya Shashelo Alach Batsas Rishayim? Says the Gemara, that refers to somebody who didn't walk to the in the theaters, in the circuses. That means he didn't stand as a spectator at contests. Means he didn't go into the evil conspiracies. So this person might think to himself, now I can spend my time sleeping because I wasn't in these bad places. You have to spend your time in Torah. And you should be involved in the study of Torah day and night. And it gets renewed over and over again. David HaMelech continues, he says, he'll be like a tree planted by the streams of water. His fruit will be given in due season, in the proper time. The wicked people get enchanted of Olam Hazeh, right? They are considered natua, they're planted here. So not so the person who's a tzaddik. Shesulim beveis Hashem. He's going to be considered replanted. He gets rid of his desires in this world, and he moves up to the next one. And he gets by the palge mayim, the reservoirs. He has an independent, self-replenishing source of water, which doesn't fail. And when the Talmud Chacham, when the tzaddik's moment of maturity arrives, after self-perfection, the Meiri says, he gives the fruit of his studies to eager disciples. He wants to pass things forward. And his leaves never wither. Whatever he does will be successful. When he's involved and he sees a greater purpose to what he's doing in life, he will be successful. That's not the way it works for wicked people. The tzaddikim, they produce beneficial fruits. The wicked, they're only irritating and damaging. They're like the chaff which the wind drives away in that situation. That's why the tzaddikim will never be able to survive in judgment. The midah of their punishment is always filling up. When they get to the limit, they'll be guilty. Nothing will save them. When the rishayim will, the sinful will try to arise for judgment, but they won't be able to enjoy being with the tzaddikim. Ki odeh Hashem derech tzaddikim. Hashem knows the path of the tzaddikim. They're bound to him. And Hashem reciprocates and trains his attention on them, says the Malbim, v'derech Rishayim toved, and the ways of the Rishayim totally disappear. We conclude, we reinforce the opening theme. The first prerequisite of being able to have glory is to get rid of the temptations which draw people to their doom. Step one, be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave the bad paths. Continue to search out Hashem. That's the way we grow. Everyone have a wonderful week, and welcome to the world of Tehillim.